بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. طيب, this is our 30th session within a book 2, and today بإذن الله تعالى we're going to try to finish the few remaining exercises from lesson 16. Yeah, we're in lesson 16 on page 116. 116, exercise number 12. That's where we left off at. Today we're going to try to complete those exercises and go right into the next lesson, inshallah. There are a lot of important and interesting matters in lesson 16, and likewise in the coming lesson 17, that should be of great benefit to us. Okay, as far as the homework last week, I asked that you review the key to lesson 16 and the dialogue and write out the exercises that we did in class. Last week we did exercises 1 through 11. And this week, inshallah, we're going to try to complete the remaining exercises 12 through 17. Hopefully you looked at them during the week so that we can go through them quickly. The exercises that remain are dealing with the word akhar and its feminine ukhra, which means another, and dealing with the word dhu, when it is marfoon and when it is mansoob. And likewise, the ma al-mawsoola, yani the ma that has the same meaning as alladhi, as opposed to ma al-nafiyah and ma al-istifhamiyah, and a few other matters, yani ghayru, which has the meaning of negation, yani like in Surah Al-Fatiha, you say ghayru al-maghdubi, yani other than or not those whom your anger or wrath is upon. So these are the exercises that remain in dealing with these points, and the exercises that we completed already dealing with the earlier points that we covered, yani, from the beginning. Before we start the exercise, does anybody have any problem or any question concerning what we did last week or what you did during the week, homework, reviewing or anything, any problems or any issues that were not clear? You didn't get a chance to do it yet. Okay, in any case, I think from the most important things that we covered in the exercises last week, dealing with the verb arada yuridu. Arada yuridu. This verb is a little bit different than the verbs that we had previously, because in the madhi form, it has four letters. Yani hamza, ra, alif, and dal. And verbs that have four letters in the madhi, we see that they're going to take dhamma in the mudari. So normally we said, like for example, ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ with fatha, or دَخَلَ يَدْخُلُ with fatha on the first letter. But in this form, of this type of verb, it's going to take a dhamma instead of a fatha. So arada, in the mudari you have يُرِيدُ, أَنَا أُرِيدُ, نَحْنُ نُرِيدُ, هُوَ يُرِيدُ, أَنْتَ تُرِيدُ, and so on like this. So it takes dhamma instead of a fatha. And that's really the main difference between this type of verb and the verbs that we've had in the past. And that's the main thing that you need to pay attention to, and just memorizing the rest of the form of the verb. Okay, so if there are no questions specifically, then inshallah we'll go on and complete the exercises. Alright, so we're going to start on page 116 with exercise number 12. Exercise number 12. تأمل المثال. تأمل المثال. Contemplate, ponder over, reflect on the example. ثم أكمل الجملة الآتية. Then complete the following sentences. بوضعي, by putting ذو أو ذا في الفراغ. You're going to put ذو if it's marfoon, and you're going to put ذا if it's منصوب, in the empty space. Okay, so what they want you to do, I want you to complete the following sentences by putting in the blank space either ذو or ذا. When are you going to put ذو? You're going to put ذو if you need a word that's مرفوعٌ. And you're going to put ذا if you need a word that's منسوبٌ. Okay, so ذو and ذا is going to be a نعت describing another word. And if that word is مرفوعٌ, then you're going to use ذو. If that word is منسوب, then you're going to use ذا. Basically. Alright, so the examples that they give are like this. عندي دفتر ذو ورق مسطر. عندي دفتر. دفتر is مرفوع. So ذو, that's describing دفتر, it also has to be مرفوع. The نعت has to agree with the منعوت. So you have دفتر ذو ورق. And also the word ذو is one of those words that the word following it is going to be an idafa to it, and therefore it's going to be majroor. So you have ذو, you have دفترٌ ذو ورقٍ مسطرٍ. Then the second sentence they have, هذا مصحفٌ ذو حرفٍ كبيرٍ. مصحفٌ is مرفون, so ذو is مرفون. And the sign that is مرفون is واو. ذو حرفٍ مضافٌ إليه مجرور. And كبيرٌ is a نعت, so it's also مجرور, like the منعوت that is describing. Now, we're on page 116, near the end of lesson 16. Page 116, exercise number 12. The second line gives us examples of the same word, but here it's going to be منسوب. So instead of ذو, it's going to be ذا. So we have اشتريت دفتراً ذا ورق مسطر. اشتريت دفتراً. دفتراً is منسوب. Why? دفتراً. Why is it منسوب? مفعول بي. It's the مفعول بي from the فعل اشتريت. اشتريت دفتراً. ذا ورق. ذا is a نعت describing دفتراً. A دفتر that possess what? Warakin, paper. What kind of paper? Musattarin, lined paper, ruled paper. Okay, next sentence. Uridu mushafan dha harfin kabirin. Uridu is the fi'l. Mushafan is the mafulun bi mansoob. Alamatu nasbi fatha. Dha is a naat describing mushafan. Mushafan, the possessing harfin kabirin. The mushaf that has big letters. No. It follows the i'rab. Yeah, though in these cases it is a not. It's a not describing another word, right? So it has to agree with the man'ut. So if the na'at, if the man'ut is marfu'un, then the na'at describing it has to also be marfu'un, right? So if dhu is a na'at, it has to agree with the word that it's describing.
So dhu is a
na'at
for the previous man'ut.
Yeah.
And it's
also a mudhaf for the word that's coming after it. Now. Now. So it's a na'at for the word before it, and it's mudhaf for the word that comes after it. Mudhaf, mudhaf ilayh. Tayyib. Okay, let's do the examples here. Okay, you have to put in ذو or ذا. Okay, where we start at? We start on this side? You ready yet? Okay. Ibrahim. Uh-huh. Put ذو or ذا. ذو. Uh-huh. غلاف جميل. What's the ending of جميل? جميل, جميلا, جميل, جميل. غلاف جميل. نعم. عندي دفتر ذو غلاف جميل. What does it mean?
I have possessing ghilafin jameel, beautiful something.
Beautiful cover. Ghilaf is the cover. Ghilaf. I have a notebook with a beautiful cover, possessing a beautiful cover. Number two, Abdul Karim.
Uridu daftaran za ghilafin akdara.
Naam. Uridu daftaran za ghilafin akhdara. طيب, what is the meaning?
Green cover.
I want a notebook possessing a green cover. طيب. ذا غلاف أخضر. What is the إعراب of ذا? منسوب. Why is it منسوب? Because it's a نعت for دفترة. What is the إعراب of غلاف? مجرور. Why is it مجرور? مضاف إليه. What is the إعراب of أخضر?
Is that a نعت?
It's a نعت. نعم, it is a نعت. نعم.
Oh, it's منسوب.
Is it منسوب? أخضر. Is أخضر a نعت for دفتر or for غلاف?
Oh, no, for غلاف, دفتر.
Is غلاف منسوب?
For دفتر.
No, it's the daftar is not green, the cover is green. I want a notebook with a green cover. The cover is green. طيب. So, akhdara, what is the i'rab of it? Okay, let me help you a little bit.
Oh, yes, masu.
It's a nat, naam.
Masu, because masu composition.
Is it mudaf ilay? Is it mudaf? Okay, let me help you a little bit. It's a nat, naam. And the nat has to agree with the man'ut. And the man'ut is majroor. So it has to be majroor. It has to be yes. But this wazn, the wazn of colors, masculine and feminine, are mamnu' min al-sarf. They don't take kasra. It's majroor, but the sign that it's majroor is fatta, in place of the kasra that normally would be there. It's in place of the kasra, niyabatan an al-kasra. Naam, so it's majroor, but the sign that it's majroor is fatta, niyabatan an kasra, because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. طيب, number three. نعم. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. وعليكم السلام. الحمد لله.
قرآن.
نعم.
قرآن.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, for children?
Yeah.
الدرس للأولاد لا. ليس عندنا. ما في الآن, نعم.
لا الأولاد ولا البنات ولا شيء.
لا, للكبار, للرجال إن شاء الله.
والله للرجال.
بس للرجال الآن.
الرجال ما
لا بس, معلش. طيب, نمبر 3, ثلاثة.
رأيتم ما المدير رجالا زار لحياة بيضاء.
طيب, رأيت مع المدير رجلا ذا لحية بيضاء. What does it mean?
I
saw with the principal a man ذا لحية بيضاء.
With
a white beard. A man possessing a white beard. لحية is feminine. So bayda is the feminine of what? Abyad. Abyad. Bayda was the feminine of abyad. Lihyatin bayda'a. Lihyatin bayda'a. Bayda is a na'at describing lihya. And lihya is majroor because it's mudaf ilay. And bayda is a na'at describing, so it's also majroor. And the sign that is majroor is what? فتحة نيابة عن كسر because ممنوع من الصرف. طيب, number four. Uncle, you have a question?
No, I was going to do that.
Fadl.
Okay. Aina talibu.
At-talibu.
Talibu then. Oh, yeah. Aina talibu. Al-jadid. Uzu. Nazarat.
Nazarati.
Nazarati. Al-jibalati.
Al-jamilati.
Al-jamilati.
نعم أين الطالب الجديد ذو النظارة الجميلة What does it mean? Where is the new student? ذو النظارة ذو النظارة الجميلة Where's the new student that possess? What is an-nazara? Anybody?
Glasses.
Eyeglasses. What kind of eyeglasses? Al-jamila. Beautiful eyeglasses. Where's the new student with the beautiful eyeglasses? At-talibu al-jadidu dhu an-nazarati al-jamilati. Number five. Now, Ibrahim. Ar-rijalu is plural. That's singular. Naam. Man hadha ar-rajulu dhu sha'ri at-tawili. What is the meaning?
Who is this man?
Yes, who is this man?
Long hair.
Possessing long hair. Dhu ash-sha'ri at-tawili. Naam. Next page, page 118, sentence number 6. Dukarim. Good. Is'al dhaka rajula. Dha al-qamisi al-asfari. What is the meaning?
Ask that man. That man with the yellow kameez.
With the yellow?
Kameez.
No, what's kameez?
Okay.
A shirt, or it could be a long, long shirt, thobe, whatever, like this. Now, is'al dhaka ar-rajula. Why is ar-rajula taking fatta?
Ar-rajula?
Huh?
Because of the
Thaka is the ism ishara. Thaka is the ism ishara. That means the same meaning as thalika. That's a hint. Ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam means what? Badal. We don't say ar-rajulu is the maf'ulun bi. Thaka is the maf'ulun bi. Ar-rajul is badal. And the bedel takes the same case as the mubdal minhu. The bedel takes the same case as the word that is bedel from. Mubdal minhu. Is'al dhaka. And then ar-rajul is bedel. So it has to also be mansub. Dha qamisi al-asfari. Okay, number seven. Saba.
Liman dhat al-baytu. Zhu al-nafi nawafidu.
نعم لمن ذاك البيت ذو النوافذ الضيقة الضيقة What's the meaning of الضيقة الضيقة Anybody ضيق ضيق means something tight or narrow
Yeah, narrow.
It's نعم النوافذ الضيقة means what عليكم السلام The narrow windows نعم So what's the meaning of the sentence لمن ذاك البيت ذو النوافذ الضيقة
Who belongs the house
نعم To whom belongs the house that house
The house with the windows
Yeah with the narrow windows نعم ثمانية شيخ
In the معجمون
ذا or ذو
ذو
نعم صور ملونة ملونة عندي معجم ذو صور ملونة طيب what's the meaning عندي معجم what's a معجم anybody a dictionary عندي معجم what kind of معجم ذو صور ملونة that has what pictures what kind of pictures ملونة what's ملونة from لون ألوان colors colored pictures I have a dictionary that possess colored pictures a dictionary with color pictures number 9 تسعة إبراهيم نعم صورين نعم اشتريت معجما ذا صور ملونة in the previous one it says معجم ذو صور this one معجما ذا صور what's the meaning نعم اشترى اشترى means to buy اشتريت I bought I purchased a معجم that has colored pictures نعم I purchased a dictionary possessing colored pictures اشترى يشتري أنا اشتريت نعم عشرة عبد الكريم
في قريتنا
نعم في قريتنا
مسجد ذو منارة واحدة
نعم في قريتنا مسجد ذو منارة واحدة meaning okay good but is it in our village the masjid or in our village is
a masjid
that possesses one minaret 11 نعم رأيت مسجدا منسوب ذا منارة واحدة ذا منارة مضاف إليه واحدة نعت مجرور طيب so this exercise is basically dealing with the word ذو ذو is from the أسماء الخمسة if they're مرفون they take واو if they're منسوب they take ألف Like we saw in this lesson. We saw ذو and we saw ذا. And if it was مجرور, the object of a preposition, then it would be what? ذي. ذي الجلال والإكرام. ذي. نعم. Okay, number 13. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لما الموصولة. Contemplate the following examples. Examples for what? ما الموصولة. What is ما الموصولة? What is ما الموصولة? Anybody have any idea? Okay, it's the ما that has the same meaning as what? As الذي. اسم موصول الذي. الذي. التي. الذين. Who or which? Who or which? That which. Okay, ma, this ma has the same meaning as alladhi. As opposed to the ma for asking a question, like you say, ma hadha. As opposed to the ma that means negation, you say, ma dhahabtu. Ma dhahabtu al-yawm. Naam, okay? So this ma al-mawsoola is the relative, yani, the noun, the harf that's used for showing something relative to something else. Al-mawsoola. For example, ماذا تأكل؟ ماذا تأكل يا علي؟ What are you eating? Or what will you eat, O Ali? أكل ما تأكل؟ أكل I will eat الذي تأكل that which you eat. I will eat what you eat. A الشيء ما هي means what? الشيء الذي تأكله. يعني the meaning of أكل ما تأكل it means أكل الشيء الذي تأكل أنت. Yeah, the thing which you are eating. Whatever you are eating, I'm eating. Especially if you're paying the bill. Hey, sounds like an invitation to me. ماذا تأكل؟ أكل ما تأكل. طيب, number one, رقم واحد. Let's start on this side. Yeah. This is for reflection, just trying to look at the composition of the sentences and how this mal mawsoola is used. So you can know how to use it and you can practice with it. Now, go ahead. Bakrin. Because it's mudawfa. Aba Bakrin is mudawf mudawf ilayh. Majroor. Now, ماذا تشرب يا أبا بكر? Meaning?
What are you going to drink?
Yeah, what are you drinking? What will you drink, O Abu Bakr? أشرب ما تشرب. I will drink what you are drinking. As long as it's halal, right?
Yeah,
that would be the same thing. Okay, number two, Abu Kareem. نعم أفهم ما تقول أفهم ما تقول What does it mean?
I understand what you are saying
أفهم ما تقول أنا أفهم الذي تقول I understand what you are saying You don't have to keep repeating it Number three نعم سأشتري ما تريد سأشتري ما تريد What does it mean عبد الحق
I will buy what you want
أراد يريد What do you want أنا أريد كذا وكذا سأشتري ما تريد I will buy الشيء الذي تريد I will buy the thing which you want Number four طيب اكتب اكتب is the فعل الامر right اكتب ما سمعت اليوم في الفصل what does it mean وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته what does it mean اكتب ما سمعت write what you heard اليوم في الفصل today in the classroom اكتب ما سمعت اليوم في الفصل Right what you heard today in the classroom Number 5 خمسة Number 6 I mean number 5 I'm sorry نعم نسيت ما قال للمدرس أمس What does it mean I forgot what the teacher said to me yesterday MC. نعم I forgot الشيء الذي قال لي المدرس MC. طيب MC what do we know about MC? What is the Arab of MC? This way. You want the bathroom?
Yeah,
there. No problem. MC what do we say about MC? MC is indicating time, right? مفهوم فيه ظرف الزمان ومكان. Here, hang coat here. You can hang it here. You want to hang your coat? Yeah, right there. Okay, it's ظرف الزمان, right? مفعول فيه, but it's مبني على كسرة. Normally, ظرف it takes فتحة, but here this مبني على كسرة. MC. طيب, number six, ستة, إبراهيم.
قال الله تعالى في سورة الصف لم لما
That's short for لماذا لما
لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون
نعم
قال الله تعالى في سورة الصف لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون. If this was lam, it would make the mudari verb تقولون, it would make it مجزوم. The noon would have to be deleted. Yeah, if it said lam, that means that it makes the mudari past tense negation. But it's not lam, because if it was lam, the noon would have to be deleted. Because it would be مجزوم. But it's lima. It's lima. Lima. Limada. Why? Why do you all say that which you do not do? Why do you say that which you do not do? A lot of kalam, but no amal. No amal. Bas kalam. Bil lisan. Amma al amal bil arkan. Wal jawarih. We don't see it. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. طيب, number 7.
وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ
الْكَافِرُونَ. نعم.
كَافِرُونَ.
نعم.
قُلْ أَيُّهَا
قُلْ يَا
أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
نعم. وقال تعالى في سورة الكافرون, and Allah said in سورة الكافرون, قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون. What is the meaning of this ayah?
Allah says, say, O you disbelievers.
نعم. Say, O you disbelievers. Yeah, I do not.
Worship.
I will not. I am not worshipping that which you are worshipping. Number 8. Dhuhaq.
وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ آلِ إِمْرَانَ سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا.
نعم. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ آلِ إِمْرَانَ سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. What does that mean? سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. Yes, we shall write what they said. قالوا, what قالوا, ما يعني الشيء الذي قالوا. سنكتب ما قالوا, سنكتب الشيء الذي قالوا, the thing that they said. سنكتب means we shall write. يعني from كتب يكتب نحن نكتب to the corner on an angle. From كتب يكتب نحن نكتب. Seen here means what? مستقبل, in the future. Okay, it takes the مضارب verb, makes it in the future. We will write what they have said. We shall write it. طيب, so this is ما الموصولة. And in the past we had ما النافية. And in the first lesson in book 1 we had ما الاستفهامية. The ما for asking a question. More recently we had ما النافية, the negation ما. And this one is موصولة. نعم. Now we have it right here. We're going to read it right now. Number 14. Exercise number 14 is really just reflection on this point that the brother is mentioning now. Abdul Karim is saying right now, the different types of ma. Okay, ta'ammal ma yali. Reflect upon what follows. Number 1. Ma an-nafiyatu. Ma an-nafiyatu. What's ma is this? Ma of negation. Ma indi kitabun. Meaning? I don't have a book. ما فهمت الدرس. I did not understand the درس, the lesson. ما أدري. I don't know. All of this is what? ما النغيش, ما النافية, ما of negation. Type number 2, page 118, top of the page. ما الاستفهامية. ما الاستفهامية. From استفهام meaning what? Seeking to understand something, a question. ما هذا؟ What is this? ما اسمك? What is your name? ماذا تكتب? What are you writing? Or what will you write? What are you writing? What do you write? This is ما الاستفهامية, asking a question. And number three, the third type of ما is which we had in this lesson. The first one we had was ما الاستفهامية. And the second one we had was ما النافية. And now the third one, ما الموصولة. أكل ما تأكل. Meaning? I will eat. I am eating that which you are eating. سأشتري ما تريد. I will purchase what you want, whatever you want, that which you want. لما تقولون ما لا تفعلون. Why are you all saying that which or what you do not do? So these are the three types of ma.
How would you explain that, little shaykh? You said that the ma mansoor, I don't understand how it's been used.
Yeah.
But I mean, literally, the meaning is mansoor, it means to do. How we understand that?
Okay, means now, who or that which? That which. What? That which. Naam? Taib. Number 15. تأمل ما يلي, also for reflection. Okay, this is just for reflection. This, we have here the negation, ما نافية, right? ما نافية negation, used with شيء, شيئا. Okay, so we have the مضاري verb, ما أريد شيئا, meaning, I don't want anything, or I want nothing. I want, what do I want? I want, ما أريد شيء. What do you want? ما أريد شيء. I don't want anything. I want nothing. ما أريد شيء. ما أكلت شيء. I did not eat a thing. I didn't eat anything. I ate nothing. ما أكلت شيء. I ate nothing. ما أكلت شيء اليوم. ولكن سوف أكل فيما بعد إن شاء الله. ما رأيت شيئا. ما رأيت شيئا. Meaning, I didn't see anything, or I saw nothing. ما رأيت شيئا. I saw nothing. I didn't see a thing. Anything. ما فهمت شيئا. I didn't understand anything, or I understood nothing. ما فهمت شيئا. I sat in that lesson. وما فهمت شيئا. Huh? Huh? ما فهمت شيئا. The whole lesson? ما فهمت شيئا. That's not good. You know why though? They were speaking French. I don't know French. I should have called for Abdul Haq or Abu Bakr or something. Abdul Haq. He knows French. And Spanish and English and I don't know how many more languages. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Alright? So this is just to show us the use of this word, how shay'an is used with the negation, that it means nothing or anything, like this. 16. نَقُولُ الْقُرْآنُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. We're distinguishing between Qur'an and Mus'haf. قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنَ. أَحْفَظُ الْقُرْآنَ. نعم. وَنَقُولُ عِنْدِي ثَلَاثَةُ مَصَاحِفَ. But I have three مصاحف. I don't have three Qur'ans. Three مصاحف. مصحف means the printed copy. نعم, مصاحف is the plural. وضعت المصحف على المكتب. I put the مصحف, يعني the printed copy, I put it on the table. أقرأ من المصحف. I read from the printed copy of the Qur'an. أقرأ من المصحف. Here again, this is just an exercise for reflection to distinguish between the use of the word Qur'an and the word Mus'haf. The Mus'haf is a printed copy. The Qur'an is that which is with Allah, that was in Lawh al-Mahfuz, that which is memorized in the heart. It is heard when it is recited, and it is recited on the tongue, but the printed copy is called the Mus'haf. When a person recites Qur'an, you say, we are reciting Qur'an. I heard someone reciting Qur'an. Now, I memorize in my heart the Quran. Now, but this printed copy is called Mus'haf. The printed copy is not in my heart. What's in my heart is Quran. What I'm reciting is Quran. What I'm hearing is Quran. Now, now, what you are touching there is Mus'haf. Now. Are you reading? Okay, from the Mus'haf. Now, from the printed copy. Now. طيب 17. تأمل ما يلي. This is the word غيرو, which means other than, or except, or negation. It has the meaning of النفي, negation. هذا الورق مسطر. This paper is مسطر. It is what? Lined or ruled paper. وهذا الورق, and this paper is غير مسطر. غير مسطر. It is not lined, not ruled. Okay? And the word after غير is always an إضافة. It's مجرور. غير مسطر. هذا الخبر صحيح. This news is correct. It's authentic. وهذا الخبر غير صحيح. And this news is not correct. It is not authentic. Now, الكلمات الجديدة مصحف جمعه مصاحف. حلوة جمعه حلاوة. حلوة. حلوة means something sweet, like some sweets or sweet meat. نعم, some cakes or stuff like that, you know. صف جمعه صفوف. صف is what? The row or the lines or ranks. صف. It also means like الصف الثاني means like second grade. Also in school. الصف الثاني. قماش means what? Fabric or material, cloth. جمعه أقمشة. أقمشة. قماش أقمشة. نموذج. نموذج means what? A sample. A sample of something. نموذج. نموذج. The plural is نماذج. نماذج. Yeah, نموذج. Give me a sample. Give me a sample bean cake. Bean pie, I mean. Give me a sample. نموذج. Huh? قماش is cloth, like fabric. Cloth that the women buy some cloth to make a dress with or something. Called قماش. نعم. صورة means what? An image. With صاد, not with seen. نعم. With seen it means a chapter. نعم. صورة. But then صور. With صاد. صورة means an image or picture. جمعه صور. صور. صورة صور. ضيق means what? ضيق. Huh? Tight or narrow? ضيق. Underneath it we have مسطر. مسطر means what? Lined or ruled. نعم. غاب يغيب. To be absent. Then we have in the next column under نموذج you have آخر, which means another, and the مؤنث of it is أخرى. And then you have شيء, which means a thing, and the جمع أشياء. ممنوع من الصرف. It does not take تنوين. أشياء. اشترى يشتري. اشترى يشتري means what? To buy or to purchase. And then the last column on the صف and صفوف we have سورة, and we have أسمر. أسمر means what?
Brown.
Brown, the color brown. It's ممنوع من الصرف. And the مؤنث of it is what? سمراء. سمراء. أسمر سمراء. This is lesson 16. So we have finished lesson 16. Inshallah, we will go today to lesson 17 at least. Try to read the key and the dialogue as much as we can. بإذن الله تعالى. طيب, lesson 17, let's look at the English key in the back of the book on page 57. English key in the back of the book on page 57. This lesson contains 7 points. Some of them are brand new to us. All of them are brand new to us, probably. But some of them are very important beneficial points, inshallah. We'll be using them on a regular basis. So learn them well, inshallah. Some of them are minor, some of them are major. Some of them you're going to see a lot. So learn it well. Lesson 17, English key in the back of the book, page 57. In this lesson we learn the following. Number one, how to say in Arabic, I want to go. To go. That's, I want is one verb, to go is another verb. Alright, coming together. The Arabic form for this, or the Arabic for this is uridu, which means I want. Ana uridu. We had that in the last lesson, right? Uridu. An adhaba. An adhaba means, this is what we have translated here as to go. Uridu an adhaba. Now we have these two verbs together. Uridu and adhab, right? Notice that adhab is mansub with fatta. It's mansub because of the harf an. Okay? An, mastariya. An, which is the harf nasab, makes something mansub. Uridu an adhaba. It literally means, I want that I go. Because it's ana uridu and ana adhabu. Right? But adhabu, because of the an, becomes adhaba. So it literally means, I want that I go. But we translate it as, I want to go. Note that adhaba is mansub, that it has fatta ending. And this is caused by the preceding particle n. Here are some more examples. Aturidu an ta'kula? Aturidu an ta'kula? Do you want to eat? Do you want? Aturidu anta? Aturidu an ta'kula? Do you want to eat? Mada turidu an tashraba? Mada turidu an tashraba? What do you want to drink? Mada turidu anta an tashraba? Tashraba is from shariba, yashrabu, tashrabu, an tashraba. Nuridu an najlisa amamaka. We want to sit in front of you. Nuridu, nahnu nuridu an najlisa. From jalasa, yajlisu, nahnu najlisu an najlisa. Because of harf an. Harf an nasab makes it mansub. An najlisa. Amamaka, in front of you. Turidu Zainabu an tatbukha al-lahma. Zainab wants to cook the meat. Zainab, hiya turidu an tatbukha al-lahma. Last example, yuridu at-tabibu. Huwa yuridu. Man at-tabibu. Yuridu at-tabibu an yarji'a ila baladihi. The doctor wants to return. An yarji'a. To return ila baladihi. To his country. Okay, so what we have here is we have this particular particle n, which is called, it's a harf nasab. Means it makes the mudari verb after it mansub. And it's also called al-masdariya. Because as we will see later on, this n with the mudari verb is called masdar mu'awwal. That means it has the meaning of, if you translate it, it comes to the meaning of an ajlisa means al-julus. An adhaba means al-zahab. You get the meaning of the masdar. The an plus the mudari verb, it has the meaning of the single word, which is the masdar, the verbal noun. Al-khuruj, al-zahab, al-julus, like this. We will see, inshallah, as we go, right? But this is why it's called masdariya, because it has the meaning of the masdar, with the mudari verb. Yeah, the masdar, it doesn't have a indication of the fa'il who's doing it, okay? Because it's a noun, okay? A verb has the meaning of an action, and it has the meaning of who's doing the action and the time, past or present tense. But the masdar is actually a noun. It's a verbal noun because it has the meaning of action, but it doesn't have the other parts of a verb. So it's really a noun. Just has the meaning of action. What action it is? The idea of action, that's all. Sitting, entering, exiting, climbing,
But when did he climb? Who climbed? We don't have that. But a verb has to have this. But this is not a verb. This is a noun. Walaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alright, so this is really a noun. Okay, and we will come to the meaning discussion of this later. So N here is N al-masdariya or N al-nasab. Yani harf nasab. And that's what we have here. We have it as a connection between two mudari verbs. Okay, number two, second point. How to say in Arabic, I study Arabic to understand the Quran. To understand, for the purpose of, with the objective of understanding. Okay? This is the meaning that we want to look at here. To understand. How to say in Arabic, I study Arabic to understand the Quran. The Arabic for this is Adrusu, Ana Adrusu, Al-Lugata should be. It should be Al-Lugata. I know in some books it has Al-Lugatu. If it has Al-Lugatu, you should change it to Al-Lugata because it's Maf'ulun Bi. Yes, Maf'ulun Bi Mansub. Walamutu Nasbi Fatah. No, it's not the file, it's the maf'ulun bi. Ana adrusu, what am I studying? Al-lughata al-arabiyya, it's the maf'ulun bi. Al-lughata al-arabiyya. Li afhama al-Qur'an. Li afhama al-Qur'ana. So here what we're looking at, adrusu, ana adrusu, I'm studying al-lughata al-arabiyya, the Arabic language. Li afhama. Here the li is lam al-ta'aleem, which for the purpose or with the objective of what? So that I may understand. Li an afhama al Qur'ana. The meaning of it is li an afhama, but the n is not here. The n is hidden. Okay, but it's understood that it's there. Okay, so we say li an afhama. That's why it's mansub with fatha. Li afhama al Qur'ana. With the purpose or with the objective, and for the reason of what? So that I may understand the Quran. Note that the mudari, naam. Al-Arabiya, naam. Al-Arabiya is a naat, and al-Lugha is man'oot, naam. طيب, note that the mudari, afhama, is mansoob. That is, has a fatha ending. And that is because of the preceding lam. This lam is called lamu at-ta'lili. Lamu at-ta'lili. What is lam at-ta'lil? It's the lam that tells you the reason, the purpose of the objective. Why this thing is happening. Why it is being done. Okay, ta'lil. It's explaining the reason of the cause. Here are some more examples. Dhahabtu ila al-hammami li-aghsila. Wajhi, I went to the bathroom to wash my face. Dhahabtu ila al-hammami li aghsila. Li aghsila. For the purpose of washing my face. Second example. Fatahtu an-nafidhata liyakhruja al-dhubabu. Fatahtu an-nafidhata liyakhruja. For the purpose of something to go out. What? الذبابُ for the flies so that they may go out. لي يخرج منصوب. And the last example, خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. خلقنا الله means what? Allah created us. لي نعبده. For the purpose, for the objective. For this purpose alone, for the purpose of worshipping Him, huh? Yeah, the love of Jalala, Allah, is marfu'un, right? Because the fa'il. Khalaqa is the fa'il. Na is the maf'ulun bi. And Allah, love of Jalala, Allah, is the fa'il. So here we have the maf'ulun bi coming before the fa'il, right? Fa'il, maf'ulun bi, fa'il. Huh? No. That's impossible. It's impossible. Can the order be the order can be changed. We can change the order. We can say fi'l fa'l maf'ulun bi. That's possible now. We can say khalaqallahu al-insana. Naam, fi'l fa'l maf'ulun bi. Naam.
But even if you change the order, the fa'il is Allah. Now, we're reading the key on page 57. He's saying the order, because normally the order we have is fi'l, fa'il, maf'ulun bih. Normally you have the fi'l, the action, the fa'il, the doer of the action, and then the object of the action. But it's possible, like it is here, that the fi'l can come, and then the maf'ulun bih, and after that the fa'il. It's possible. So he was asking about rearranging the order. Yes, you can rearrange the order, but the Allah is the one who's doing the action, no matter which order it came in.
So in this structure here, like you're saying, Allah, saying, okay, in this case here, this is the fa'il, right? I mean the fa'il, right? The verb, right? Khalaqa, right?
Yeah, khalaqa is the verb.
On the na, that is the dhamir, right?
It's the dhamir now.
Right? And on the Allah is the mubayy.
No, that's what I was saying to him now.
So it's the fa'il then.
It's the fa'il, right. No.
Okay, so then when we go to Allah, then we go to then we become the movie, right? In this case, right?
In this case, you have li, right? Lam al-ta'lil.
Yeah.
Then you have the fi'l mudari, na'bud,
right?
Na'bud. The fa'il is na'bud.
Right.
The fi'l. The fa'il is dhamir mustatir, taqdiruhu nahnu. So in this case, we are the fa'il. We, nahnu. Nahnu, na'buduhu. The maf'ulun bi is Allah. The one who the worship is being given to is Allah.
Right, so we the fa'il.
Naam. Nahnu na'budu. Na'buduhu, na'budullah. Nahnu na'budullah. No, the pronouns are mabniyun. They don't change. We don't say hu, ha. We don't change them. They remain the same. Ka, ki, kum. We don't, even though it's the maf'ulun bi, or it could be mudafun ilayhi. We say if it's mudafun ilayhi, right, minhu, for example, okay, let's say minhu, that's harf jar and majroor. But the hu is the mir, it's mabniyun. That means it's fixed. It doesn't change, so it's not going to take kasra. But we say fi mahalli jar. It's in the place where it's majroor. In the place for it's majroor, but it doesn't take kasra, because mabniyun remains the same. Okay? So in this case, this pronoun, it will remain the same. It won't change because it's mabniyun. The pronouns are mabniyun. طيب, لِنَعْبُدُهُ لِنَعْبُدَهُ. Okay, number three. يُمْكِنُ. This is a verb from the past tense of it is أَمْكَنَ يُمْكِنُ. أَمْكَنَ يُمْكِنُ. And again, it's a verb that in the Madi has four letters, right? And for that reason, in the Mudari, it's going to take the حروف المضاريع, the letters for the Mudari. They're going to take Dhamma instead of Fatha. Yumkinu. Huh? Naam. Alright, so Yumkin, it is possible. It is possible. For example, Ayumkinuni an ajlisa huna? Ayumkinuni? May I sit here? Literally, is it possible for me that I sit here? أَيُمْكِنُنِي. Is it possible for me, Anna, أَنْ أَجْلِسَ, that I sit هُنَا, here in this place? أَيُمْكِنُنِي. Okay, we have the verb يُمْكِن, يُمْكِنُ, and we have يَا الْمُتَكَلَّم. And in between them we have نُون, which is what نُون? نُون النسوة?
No.
وقاية. Qaya. To separate the verb from the dhamir, from the dhamir, ya al-mutakallim. Yumkinuni, ayumkinuni, an ajlisa, okay, mansoob, because of n, masdariya, huna. Another example, na'am, yumkinuka, an tajlisa, yumkinuka, yes, you may sit, or literally, yes, it is possible that you may sit. This is possible. يُمْكِنُكَ أَن تَجْلِسَ. Last example, or I don't know if it's the last one, but last one on this page. لَا يُمْكِنُهُ أَن يَخْرُجَ الآن لا يمكنه أن يخرج الآن. He cannot go out now. It is not possible that he go out right now. لا يمكنه. So you see in these examples how the pronoun is attached to the verb يمكن. يمكنني, يمكنك, يمكنه. You can put any pronoun with it. You can say يمكنكم, يمكنهم. Okay, except يا المتكلم, it has to have نون الوقاية. الوقاية. Okay, next page, 58, point number 4. منذ. منذ is a preposition, usually. But sometimes it can be used as a ظرف. Okay? It's not written here. I'm just saying this. منذ and مذ, it is a preposition. But sometimes it could be used as a ظرف. So we're not going to deal with that now. But I'm just making a note that it's usually a preposition, but not always. But for now, we'll use it as a preposition. Meaning, since. For example, ما رأيته منذ يوم السبت. I have not seen him since Saturday. ما رأيته. I have not seen him. منذ, since, يوم السبت. Okay, what's the إعراب of يوم؟ نعم؟ مفعول به؟ مفعول فيه؟ منذ يوم. Wait a minute. What is منذ? حرف جر. So what comes after حرف جر? اسم مجرور. اسم مجرور. منذ يوم. If it was ظرف الزمان, it would be منصوب وفتح. If it wasn't منذ there, if you said يوم السبت, then we would say it's مفعول فيه. ظرف الزمان. منصوب. وعلامة نصبه فتح. But it's كسرة. Why? It's preposition. It's preposition. منذ. منذ is حرف جر. Okay? That's why I asked the question. ما رأيته منذ يوم السبت. What is the إعراب of السبت? مضاف إليه. It's مجرور. مضاف إليه مجرور. علامة جره كسرة. طيب. Next example. بلال غائب منذ أسبوع. بلال غائب منذ أسبوع. Bilal is absent since 1 week. طيب. What is the إعراب of غائب؟ غائب. It's مرفون. نعم. Why is it مرفون? It's the فعل or the فاعل or the مفعول به or none of them, none of the above. Okay, first of all, right? First of all, غائبون, is it a verb or a noun? Is it a verb or a noun? غائبون. A verb with تنوين? It can't be a verb with تنوين. Verbs don't take ألف لام with تنوين. Okay, it has the meaning like a verb, right? غاب يغيب. But this is a noun, غائبون. It's a noun. Okay, what kind of sentence is this? A جملة فعلية or جملة اسمية? جملة اسمية. طيب, I'm trying to build you up here, okay? So, غائبون. In a جملة اسمية, we have what? مبتدأ and خبر. So, what is بلال in this sentence? So, what is غائبون? خبر. خبر. First thing, we don't have any verb in this sentence, right? So, we know it has to be جملة اسمية. جملة اسمية has مبتدأ and خبر. So if I ask you any question about it, you know it's going to be مبتدا or خبر or جاء or مجرور or something like this. It's not going to be any فعل, no فعل, no مفعول به in this sentence. Alright, بلال غائب منذ أسبوع. Alright, so this is منذ, and likewise مذ is not written here. Without the noon, مذ has the same meaning as منذ. مذ. طيب, number 5. If the فاعل is feminine, the verb should also be feminine. For example, دخل محمد. The فاعل is masculine, right? So the Verb is masculine. دخلت آمنة. آمنة entered. The فاعل is feminine, مؤنث. So the verb is also مؤنث. يدرس إبراهيم. يعني إبراهيم is فاعل is masculine. So the verb is masculine. يدرس إبراهيم اللغة الألمانية. تدرس مريم اللغة الفرنسية. تدرس is feminine because مريم is feminine. هي تدرس. And مريم is studying French. Ibrahim is studying German. And مريم is studying French. So this is our rule that we had already, right? That the masculine and feminine فاعل should have masculine and feminine فعل. Now we want to say something else. If the فاعل is the female of human beings or animals, if the فاعل, the one who's doing the action, is a female of human beings or animals, a female human being, a female cow, a goat, or lamb, female, if it's female, right? The verb should be feminine. Yani, meaning it must be feminine. They mean, must be feminine. If it is not so, yani, if it is not the female of human or animals, but it's feminine, the verb may be feminine, meaning it doesn't have to be. I hope you understand this. It's related. But what we are talking about, right? We're talking about the agreement between the fa'il and the fi'il. Masculine, feminine. If the fa'il is a female from humans or animals, remember, aqil and ghayr aqil is in reference to humans. Aqil and animals are ghayr aqil. Alright? So separate between them, alright? But what we are talking about here, we're talking about females from humans and animals, both the fi'l should be feminine with it. But if it's not females from humans or animals, then it can be. It may be, but it doesn't have to be. Meaning, the verb doesn't have to be feminine with the fi'l that's feminine, if that fi'l is not the female of humans or animals. So we say, خرجت البقرة. The cow went out. The فاعل here is what? البقرة. Is it the female of human or animals? نعم. Therefore, the فاعل must be feminine. خرجت. But خرجت السيارة. Or you can say, خرج السيارة. In the first case and in the second case, the فاعل is سيارة. It is feminine, but is it the female of humans or animals? Therefore, the verb may be feminine, خرجت, or it may not be, خرجة. It can go both ways. Is it clear now? I think it's clear now, right? Meaning it's mandatory. If the فاعل is the female of humans or animals, it's mandatory that the فاعل must be feminine. But if the fa'il is feminine, but it's not the female of humans or animals, it may be feminine, the fa'il, or it may not be. It's not mandatory.
So you can use either.
You can use either way. You can say kharajat as-sayaratu, or you can say kharaja as-sayaratu. Jayid? Jayid. Okay. That is why we have in this lesson, baqiya thalathatu daqa'iqa. بقي ثلاث دقائق. Okay. بقي here, the verb is in reference to what? It is in reference to what? What remained? 3 minutes. And minutes, is it masculine or feminine? What is the singular of دقائق? دقيقة. Is it masculine or feminine? Feminine. But yet, the verb that's referring to it is masculine. Because it's feminine, ثلاثة is masculine because it's the opposite. The عدد and معدود are always opposite. But the thing that we're actually talking about, what is remaining, are the minutes. And minutes is feminine. But the verb is masculine. Because minutes is feminine, but it's not female. of humans or animals. It's feminine, but it's not the female of humans or animals. So here, basically, he is just explaining why the verb is baqiya and not baqiyat. There are other details which you will learn later, insha'Allah, about this topic. More lengthy explanation of this. But here he's just trying to explain how this can come like this. Okay, number six. Number six. Samaha lahu bil khuruji. He permitted him to leave. Samaha lahu bil khuruji. He permitted for him to leave, to exit. Ismah li bil julusi huna. Permit me or allow me to sit, sitting here, the sitting here. La asmahu laka bil biddukhuli. La asmahu laka biddukhuli. I don't permit or allow you entry, to enter. Now, in each of these examples, we see something in common. Okay? We have samaha, ismaha, and la asmah. And after each of them, we have lahu, li, laka. So we learn from this that the preposition li, or laka, or lahu, the preposition, the lam here, is used with the verb samaha. Samaha li, samaha lahu, samaha laka. Okay? And also, we use with it the masdar, al-khuruj, al-julus, al-dukhul, with the preposition ba. So that's why you have samaha lahu bil khuruji, bil julusi, bil dukhuli. And this masdar can be transformed into al-masdar al-mu'awwal, which means the particle n plus the mudari verb that's equal to the meaning here. So you say bid julus, you can say an yajlis. Bid dukhul an yadkhul. Bil khuruj an yakhruj. So that's the masdar mu'awwal when you have n with the mudari verb. But here we have the masdar itself. Khuruj, julus, dukhul. Huh? So this expression here with the verb samaha, you have li, the preposition li, you have ba with the masdar. Bid-dukhul, bil-khuruj, bil-julus, like this. Okay? So just kind of look at the form of it to see how this verb is used. Naam, you have a question, Abu Bakr?
Yeah, so when you use
N.
You are omitting the ba
and the alif lam and using the mudari verb with N instead. It has the same meaning, different way of expressing it. Okay, you can use the master, you can use master mu'awwal, which is the mudari verb with N. But you still have that, naam. Yani, samaha lahu bil khuruj, samaha lahu an yakhruja. An yakhruja. Samaha lahu, naam. Same thing. Okay, the last point is arju. From raja, the verb raja. Yarju, ana arju, I request. Yani if you say ana arju minka, I request or I hope that you will whatever. Tasma li bil khuruj, allow me to go out or something. Arju means I request, or literally it means I hope. Yani from raja yarju, I hope that you will allow me to go, or you will allow me to enter, or allow me to sit. And so on, like this. We're not really going over this verb here. It just came in this lesson, so he's explaining the meaning of it. That's all. Arju, ماذا? Arju minka. Arju minka. Oh, arju. نعم. And تسمح لي بالخروج. You want to leave. نعم. Or you can say arju. أن تسمع لي أن أخرج. نعم. I hope or I request that you give me permission, that you allow me to leave. Alright? Okay, so this lesson, this is the key. These are 7 points that we had. Of course, the most important of them is probably what we started with, the first one and the second one. And then the others also, yani, of great benefit. Okay, so we'll go from here to the dialogue in the Arabic portion of the book. Arabic text, dialogue on page 119. Page 119. الدرس السابع عشرة. الدرس السابع عشرة. The 17th. Lesson. طيب. The مدرس says, لما خرجت من الفصل يا عمار؟ لما خرجت من الفصل يا عمار؟ ما معنى هذا؟ Why are you leaving? Is it مضاري؟ Why did you leave? ماضي. Why did you leave? لما خرجت من الفصل يا عمار؟ Why did you leave from the classroom? Oh, عمار. عمار says, خرجت لأشرب الماء. خرجت لأشرب الماء. Meaning? I left to drink water. I went out for the purpose, for the objective of what? To drink some water. لأشرب الماء. المدرس ولما خرج ياسر معك. Meaning? Why did Yasir go out with you? Why did Yasir go out with you? ولما خرج ياسر معك. هو خرج ليغسل وجهه. He went out to wash his face. ليغسل وجهه. يغسل is منسوب. Why?
Because of
خرج. لي لام التعليل. لام التعليل makes the مضارع verb منسوب. لي يغسل وجهه. نعم. وجهه. What is the إعراب of وجهه? Who is مفعول
به? No. Who doesn't change?
No, no, no. Who is the pronoun?
Who is a pronoun?
It doesn't change.
Okay, it doesn't change, but still, anyway, we want to know. First, let's start with wedge before we go to who. Huh?
What is
the ism? It's a ism?
What?
Wajhahu. What is the Arab of wajhahu? Is it the mubtada, khabar, fi'l, fa'al, maf'ulun bi, mudaf ilay? Maf'ulun bi from what? يغسل يغسل وجهه مفعول به منصوب. And who is? It's a ضمير متصل. Yeah, but what is it? How is it connected to wedge? In what form? His face. It's ضمير showing possession. Yeah, it's showing possession. وجهه. طيب. هو خرج ليغسل وجهه. مضاف إليه في محل جر مبني. همايون says, يا أستاذ أنا أريد أن أجلس هنا أمامك. What is the meaning? يا أستاذ أنا أريد أن أجلس هنا أمامك. Oh teacher, professor, نعم. I want what?
I want to sit here
in front of you. أريد أن أجلس هنا أمامك. مقعدي بعيد عنك. نعم. What's the meaning? مقعدي بعيد عنك. My chair is far from you. ومن هناك لا أرى ما تكتب على السبورة. ومن هناك لا أرى ما تكتب على السبورة. What is the meaning?
From there I can see.
From over there, far away, I cannot see
what you are writing on the
board. طيب, what is the إعراب of السبورة? مجرور, اسم مجرور بعد حرف جاء على. What is the إعراب of ما? ما لا أرى ما تكتب. ما الموصولة, الموصولة. لا أرى ما تكتب. I do not see الشيء الذي تكتبه. I do not see that which you are writing. على السبورة. طيب, المدرس. يمكنك أن تجلس هنا الآن. Meaning? يمكنك. That's not a question, it's a statement. It's possible for you to sit here now. هذا مقعد حمزة وهو غائب منذ أسبوع. This is Hamza's seat. He is absent since a week ago. نعم, since a week ago. اسمعوا يا أبنائي. Meaning? Listen, O my sons. تبدأ العطلة الصيفي بعد شهر. Meaning? The summer vacation commences, will begin بعد شهر. After 1 month. أين تذهبون في هذه العطلة? Where will you all be going? In this vacation. طيب, I have a couple of questions. هذا مقعد حمزة. Why is حمزة ending with فتحة? Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Okay. So every word that's ممنوع من الصرف ends with فتحة?
No.
Can't end with ضمّة? It's a masculine proper noun. That means that's why it's ممنوع من الصرف, because masculine proper nouns are all ممنوع من الصرف. It is a masculine proper noun, but are all masculine proper nouns ممنوع من الصرف?
No, that ends with
tarmabuta. Okay, it ends with tarmabuta. So that's why it's ممنوع من الصرف, because masculine proper noun that ends with tarmabuta.
No, that's why it's masculine proper noun, because it ends with tarmabuta.
Okay. Okay, let's go back a little bit. هذا مقعد حمزة. What is the relation between مقعد and حمزة? Is it بدل? Is there any اسم إشارة or something to make it بدل? It's مضاف إليه. It's مضاف إليه. مقعد حمزة. So if it's مضاف إليه, it should be مجرور, right? So حمزة is مجرور, right? So why doesn't it take كسرة? Now your answer comes. Now your answer comes. But we want to go in the right way, straight down the path. they didn't help you, huh? I know. مقعد حمزة. Okay, now your answer comes here, okay? مقعد حمزة. حمزة is مضاف إليه مجرور. And the sign that it's مجرور is فتة. Because it's ممنوع من الصرف. Because it's a masculine proper noun that has ends with ترمبوتة. Alright? So it's فتة. It's مجرور, but the sign of being مجرور is فتة نيابة عن كسرة, because it's taking the place of كسرة, because ممنوع من الصرف. هو غائب منذ أسبوع. اسمعوا يا أبنائي, تبدأ العطلة الصيفي بهذا الشهر. أين تذهبون? Okay. بعض الطلاب, they said, after he asked them, أين تذهبون في هذه العطلة? بعض الطلاب, they said, نريد أن نذهب إلى بلادنا. Meaning? We want to go to our countries. Bilad is the plural of what?
Balad.
أن نذهب إلى بلادنا. المدرس, أين تريد أن تذهب أنت يا حاشم? Meaning? Where do you want to go, حاشم? نعم, أن تذهب أنت. Why are we saying أنت? Emphasis, for emphasis, تأكيد, for emphasis, because we already know it's أنت from what? from the verb tadhhaba. Naam, aina turidu an tadhhaba anta ya Hashim. Hashim says uridu an adhhaba ila Misr, meaning I want to go to Egypt. Tayyib, what is the i'rab of Misr? Ism majrur. Jaw al majrur, ism majrur. Naam. Sign that it's majrur is what? Fatha, niyabatan and kasra. In place of kasra because it is mamnu min al-sarf. Al-mudarr says lima turidu an tadhhaba ila Misr, meaning why do you want to go to Misr? Hashim says uridu an adhhaba mansub because of an, right? Uridu an adhhaba ila Misr li azura akhi alladhi yadrusu fi jamiat al-Azhar. What is the meaning? Uridu an adhhaba ila Misr li azura akhi alladhi yadrusu fi jamiat al-Azhar. Naam, to visit my brother who's studying in the University of Al-Azhar. Li azura. This li is what? Lam at-ta'lil. For the purpose of that I may visit. Azuru. Zara yazuru. Ana uridan azuru. Li azura akhi. Alladhi yadrus fi jamiat al-Azhar. Al-mudarris, li ziyarati is possible. You can say li ziyarati. But ziyara is a noun. And here we have a verb. Here we want to work with the verb because we're dealing with lam al-ta'lil. Lam al-ta'lil goes with the verb, mudari verb, right? But of course you can say the same meaning, li ziyarati. Li ziyarati, for the purpose of visiting, yani, but using a noun, ziyara, right? You can say the same thing, now. Li ziyarati. In that case, ziyara is the masdar. In this case, we have the masdar mu'awwal, yani an azura. وَأَيْنَ تُرِيدُ أَن تَذْهَبَ أَنْتَ يَا يُوسُفُ يَا يُوسُفُ وَأَيْنَ تُرِيدُ أَن تَذْهَبَ أَنْتَ يَا يُوسُفُ. And where do you want to go, Yusuf? Page 120. Yusuf says, أُرِيدُ أَن أَذْهَبَ إِلَى لَنْدَنَ. أُرِيدُ أَن أَذْهَبَ إِلَى لَنْدَنَ. I want to go to London. طيب, what is the i'rab of London? Ism majroor. The sign that is majroor is what? Fatha niyabatan an kasra because it is mamnoo min al-sarf. What category of mamnoo min al-sarf is it? Proper nouns? Foreign names. Naam. Foreign proper nouns. Al-mudarris says, ala turidu an tadhhaba ila baladika? Meaning? Yeah, you don't, you, what, you do not you want to go to your country? Ama turidu? It's possible, naam. Ama, but normally we mostly use with the mudari verb for negation, we use la, right? Naam. Ala turidu an tadhhaba ila baladika? Yusuf says, naam, la uridu an adhhaba ila baladi, hadihi sanata. What is the meaning? نعم لا أريد أن أذهب إلى بلدي هذه السنة. Yes, I do not want to go to my country this year. أريد أن أذهب إلى لندن لأدرس اللغة الإنجليزية هناك. نعم, meaning I want to go to London to study the English language over there. Okay, a couple of questions. نعم أريد and adhaba. You said the meaning of this is yes, I do not want to go. Why does he say na'am? I do not want to go. Why didn't he say la, I do not want to go? How did he ask the question? He asked the question in negative. Ala turidu? So therefore, he said na'am. Naam. What if he said bala? What would that mean? If he said bala, it means I want to go. But he doesn't want to go, so he said naam. You do not What, do you not want to go? Yes, I do not want to go. But if you say bala, it means rather I do want to go. Huh? But he said na'am, meaning that what you said, you do not, do you not want to go? He's saying yes, I do not want to go. طيب المدرس ألا يمكنك أن تدرس اللغة الإنجليزية في بلدك؟ Meaning? Is it not possible to study the English language in your country? Yusuf says, ألا يمكنك? This is a negative question again, right? ألا يمكنك? He said, نعم. لا يمكنني. لا يمكنني. Yes, it is not possible. لا يمكن لا. He said, نعم. لا يمكنني ذلك. لأن أهل بلدي يدرسون اللغة الفرنسية ولا يدرسون اللغة الإنجليزية. What is the meaning? نعم. لا يمكنني ذلك. But from the beginning, نعم. لا يمكنني ذلك. Yes, it is not possible for me to do that. لأن أهل بلدي يدرسون اللغة الفرنسية. But because the people of my country are studying the French language. ولا يدرسون اللغة الإنجليزية. And they are not studying, or they do not study, the English language. The مدرس في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس في العام المقبل يا مروان. What is the meaning? In which faculty or which college do you want to study? في العام المقبل. What does that mean? العام المقبل. The next year, the coming year. يا مروان. في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس. تريد أن تدرس. أريد أن أدرس. And so on. في العام المقبل. يا مروان. مروان says أريد أن أدرس منصوب في كلية مجرور الشريعة. Why is الشريعة مجرور كسرة؟ First you said مضاف إليه, then you said نعم ملؤوك. First he said نعم ملؤوك, then he changed the مضاف إليه. What's going on here? You gave his answer, he gave your answer. So if it's a not, then doesn't it, they have to agree with being definite and indefinite? Al-Kulliya doesn't have Alif Lam. Why does Al-Sharia have Alif Lam? But it has Kasra, that's true. But both of them have Kasra, but if it's a not, they both have to have Alif Lam. So that means it can't be a not. So what's your first answer? The first answer you gave, Mudawfa Ilay. Now, stick with your first answer. Labas. We are rushing a little bit. It's okay. أريد أن أدرس في كلية الشريعة. كلية is مجرور because of حرف جر. الشريعة is مجرور because of مضاف إليه. المدرس said في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس أنت يا موسى. What does it mean? Oh, Musa, which college or which faculty do you want to study in? Musa says, لا يمكنني أن أدرس بالجامعة في العام المقبل. What does it mean? It's not possible for me to study in the university in this coming year, next year. ذلك لأنني مريض وأريد أن أذهب إلى الولايات المتحدة للعلاج. That is because I am mareed. And I want to, uridu, an adhaba ila al-wilayat al-muttahida. And I want to go to the United States, lil-ilaji, for treatment, for medical treatment. Al-mudarris, shafaqallahu. What's the fi'l, the fa'il, and the maf'ul and be in this sentence? شفاك الله. شفاء is the فعل. Ka is the maf'ulun bi. And love al-jalala, Allah is the fa'il. Amrun says, ya ustadhu, yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu, meaning, the bell is about to ring. Kada yakadu. Yakadu the mudari means it's about to happen, but it didn't happen yet. Yakadu al-jarasu yarinnu. Arju an tasmaha lana bil-khuruj al-ana. Qabla an yakhruju al-tullab al-akharun. Arju an tasmaha lana bil-khuruj. Meaning, arju, I hope, I request, أن تسمح أنت that you permit لنا us بالخروج to go out الآن قبل أن يخرج الطلاب والآخرون before the other students go out قبل أن يخرج الطلاب الآخرون the مدرس says بقي ثلاث دقائق Meaning? 3 minutes are remaining. يمكنكم الخروج الآن. It is possible for you all to go out right now. اخرجوا بهدوء. Go out quietly, calmly, without making a big commotion. You know how sometimes when the class is over and we leave, all of that noise? لا ينبغي. It's not to be fitting of us to make that kind of noise. ممنوع. Not ممنوع من الصرف. But ممنوع. نعم. اخرجوا بهدوء. Go out quietly, calmly, without a lot of commotion. Because somebody might be still asking a question or something. طيب, how much time is it? Oh, we have time, mashallah. We did good. We finished fast. طيب. Okay, let's do some of the exercises. Tamreen, page 121. Tamreen. Exercise number one. Tamreen al-awwal. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. لماذا خرج عمار وياسر من الفصل؟ لماذا خرج عمار وياسر من الفصل؟ Anybody remember?
عمار وخرج ليشرب الماء.
Who's that, ياسر or عمار؟ عمار خرج ليشرب الماء. وياسر. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. ليغسل وياسر خرج ليغسل وجهه وجهه نعم number two أين يريد هاشم هاشم أن يذهب في عطلة الصيف أين يريد هاشم أن يذهب في عطلة الصيف يريد هاشم أن يذهب إلى مصر مصر ثلاثة لماذا يريد يوسف أن يذهب إلى لندن؟ نعم إبراهيم ليدرس ليدرس اللغة الإنجليزية يعني لماذا يريد يوسف أن يذهب؟ يريد يوسف أن يذهب. Look at the answer coming from the question. لماذا يريد يوسف أن يذهب إلى لندن؟ يريد يوسف أن يذهب إلى لندن ليدرس اللغة الإنجليزية. But try to make a complete answer based upon the question. If you take the question, you have half of your answer already. You just got to fill in the rest, and then you have a proper answer. Instead of making mistakes in your grammatical construction, if you take it from the question, you'll be safe. It will help you to make your answer more proper and correct. And it's just for practice. It's just for practice. طيب, أربعة. في أي كلية يريد مروان مروان أن يدرس. نعم.
يريد أن أدرس.
يريد مروان
أدرس في الكلية في كن الشريعة
الشريعة. يريد مروان أن يدرس في كلية الشريعة. طيب التمرين الثاني. Second exercise. اقرأ ما قاله همايون للمدرس ثم املأ الفراغات فيما يلي على ضوء ذلك. What do we mean here? اقرأ ما قاله همايون للمدرس. Read what همايون said to the teacher. ثم املأ الفراغات فيما يلي على ضوء ذلك. Fill in the blanks in what follows. على ضوء ذلك. What does that mean? على ضوء ذلك. In light of that. In light of it. ضوء means light. Light. Like light. Like a bright light. يعني in light of this. يعني it's a figurative speech. You know, even in English you say, in light of what happened yesterday, in light of. Huh? It's a figure of speech. But literally, dao means light. Light. Like light, like bright light. Naam. Nur means light, naam. But the light is a little bit different. The light of the sun and the light of the moon is not the same, right? Different kind of light, naam. Like this. Tayyib. So, اقرأ ما قاله همايون للمدرس ثم املأ الفراغ. Okay. So what did Humayun say to the Mudarris, first of all? What did he say in the lesson? Humayun said in the lesson, Ya Ustadhu, Ana Uridu an Ajlisa Hunaka Amamaka, Maq'adi Ba'idun Anka, Wa Min Hunaka La Ara Ma Taktubu Ala Saburati. Alright? So in light of this, fill in the blank space. In light of this. Somebody try to do it. Somebody who wants to jump out there. Naam, go ahead, Abu Bakr. Yuridu Humayun an and tajlisa aw yajlisa. And huwa yajlis. And yajlisa. Naam. Amama al-mudarrisi. أمام المدرس. مدرسي. نعم. لأن مقعده بعيد عن المدرس. You want to help? ولا وهو لا what? No, هو لا يرى. هو لا يرى ما تكتب ويكتب المدرس. ما يكتب المدرس على سبورتي. جيد. That's جيد. Same statement, but Humayun is speaking in the text, and we are speaking about him here, in third person. Huh? Now, yeah. Jayid, okay. Exercise number 3, التمرين الثالث. يسألوا المدرس كلا من الطلاب هذا السؤال. What does this mean? يسألوا المدرس كلا من الطلاب هذا السؤال. The teacher will ask each of the students this question. أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيف؟ Okay, Abu Bakr, we're going to give you first choice. Okay. أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيف؟
I can answer.
You can answer as you like.
أريد أن أذهب
في عطلة الصيف إلى بلدي. جيد. Who's next؟ أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيف يا إبراهيم؟ أطلة أطلة الصيف. إلى السودان. جيد. نعم. Who's next؟ Who's next؟ أين تريد يا موسى أن تذهب في أطلة الصيف؟
أريد أن أذهب. أن أذهب.
أريد أن أذهب.
أن أذهب في أطلة الصيف. إلى أفريقيا.
إلى أفريقيا في العطلة الصيفية. إلى أفريقيا. نعم يا عبد الحق، أين تريد أن تذهب في العطلة الصيفية؟ أريد أن أذهب به. في عطلة عطلة الصيفية. إلى المدينة النبوية. I was saving that one for myself. I was going to say that.
Huh?
Shadda, نعم. Why is it Shadda on Saif? Because حروف شمسية. الحروف الشمسية. نعم. What's your name, أخي? I'm sorry. مختار. مختار. أين تريد أن تذهب في عطلة الصيفية؟ إلى مصر. ما شاء الله. في أي مدينة في مصر؟ تريد القاهرة، الإسكندرية، أين تريد؟ إذا اذهب إلى الإسكندرية، هذا أحسن من القاهرة 100 مرة. 100 مرة. If you go to القاهرة and you go to إسكندرية، you say I don't want القاهرة no more. القاهرة is crowded, noisy, crazy like New York. Way more crowded than New York. New York is a joke. It's like a village to Al-Qahira. Al-Qahira, akhi, is 24 hours a day. 20 million people, akhi. Never sleeps. They talk about New York doesn't sleep. Al-Qahira doesn't sleep. Open day and night. All the time, day and night. Traffic, crowds. I'm talking about the traffic is all day and night. Not certain hours. It's all the time. And plus, there's cars and buses and trucks and motorcycles and donkeys and wagons and every kind of transportation you can imagine, akhi, you never saw before.
Like Lagos.
Like Lagos or like, what you call it, in Pakistan. No, Lahore. Allahu Akbar, I never saw any place like that. That's worse than Qahira, Lahore. The traffic is unbelievable there. Oh, mashallah, nadif,
yeah.
Jameel,
yeah.
Mashallah. Iskandariya is beautiful. Yeah. It's very nice there. But the only thing in the summertime, it's a resort city.
Yeah.
Iskandariya is a resort city. Alexandria is a resort city. In summertime, people came from everywhere. Not a good idea in the summertime. It's too much fitna.
Yeah.
Too much fitna. Allahu musta'an. طيب, we still have a few minutes, huh? Yeah, we still have a few minutes, inshallah. All right, so, number 3. يسأل المدرس كل من الطلاب هذا السؤال. Different question. في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس؟ نعم, anybody. في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس؟
أنا أريد أن أدرس كلية اللغة العربية.
في كليتي اللغة العربية. جيد. نعم. Anybody else? في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس يا موسى؟
أريد أن أدرس في كلية الشريعة.
في كلية الشريعة. نعم. وعبد الحق, في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس؟ أن أدرس. نعم, أن أدرس. أريد أن أدرس في كليتي الشريعة نعم. طيب نعم، من في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس يا مختار؟ نعم أريد أن أدرس في كلية القرآن الكريم. نعم ما شاء الله. جيد. Everything is in there. نعم يا إبراهيم في أي كلية تريد أن تدرس يا إبراهيم؟ I almost already know which كلية you want. Oh, you're not even sure yet. أريد هو يريد أن يدرس في كلية الحديث. حديث. I felt you were going to say that because when you came back from Medina, you said when you sat in كلية الحديث, it was different. Felt different. It felt serious, right? I had a feeling. You had a look on your face when you said that. I said, Subhanallah. May Allah grant you that, inshallah. نعم. نعم. كلية الحديث. نعم. There's كلية in Medina. There's كلية القرآن, كلية الحديث, كلية الشريعة, كلية اللغة العربية, كلية maybe سنة. I don't know. Maybe in some universities they may have قسم السنة or something like this. المدينة have كلية الشريعة, كلية الحديث الشريف. They have written in there. كلية الحديث الشريف. نعم. طيب question number 5. يسأل المدرس كل من الطلاب هذا السؤال. لماذا خرجت من الفصل يا أبا بكر؟ لماذا خرجت من الفصل؟ نعم. لأنني أذهب لآكل. طيب if you took it from the question though, لماذا خرجت من الفصل, you say خرجت من الفصل لآكل. لآكل. نعم نعم. لماذا خرجت من الفصل يا مختار؟ خرجت من الفصل للصلاة. خرجت من الفصل لأصلي ولأذهب إلى المسجد للصلاة. جيد. لماذا خرجت من الفصل يا عبد الحق؟
خرجت من الفصل لأشرب الماء.
الماء. خرجت من الفصل لأشرب الماء. منسوب. نعم مفعول به. طيب نعم نعم. لماذا خرجت من الفصل يا إبراهيم؟
خرجت من الفصل لأذهب.
نعم
لأذهب
إلى الحمام. طيب نعم. It may be separated. نعم more than likely it is. طيب فيقول خرجت لي مختارا من الأسباب الآتية. تكتب هذه على السبورة. يعني these questions 3, 4, and 5, they wrote a number of things here. You can see on the next page. Suggestions for us. Alhamdulillah, we have come up with our own things. It says, we should read it though. Page 122 on the top of the page, it says, فَيَقُولُ. يعني in reference to these questions, the person will say, or at least the last question, خَرَجْتُ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ لِمَاذَا. خَرَجْتُ لِي. يعني for, which purpose is the blank space? Says, مُخْتَارًا. Choosing. من الأسباب الآتية. Choosing one of the following reasons. وتكتب هذه على السبورة. And these things should be written on the board. يعني the following reasons that a person can choose from to answer this question. لأشرب الماء يعني أشرب الماء أدخل المرحاض أغسل وجهي أذهب إلى المدير. What is the meaning of أشرب الماء? I will drink or I am drinking water. أدخل المرحاض. I will enter the bathroom. أغسل وجهي. Washing my face. أذهب إلى المدير. I will go to the مدير. أخذ دفتري من زميلي. To take my notebook from my classmate. أقرأ الإعلان. I will read. إعلان means announcement. Announcement. Like an announcement. أعرف سبب الضوضاء. What does it mean? To know the reason or the cause of the ضوضاء. What is الضوضاء? The opposite of هدوء. Remember we had هدوء in. Not حدود. هدوء in. هدوء with ها. Like هو. Calmly. هدوء is calmly. ضوضاء is the opposite. Noisily or in big commotion. Making a commotion. Like he went out what? لأعرف سبب الضوضاء. To see what is the cause of the commotion. What is the noise out there? أجلس في الشمس. To sit in the sun. أبسق. بسق أبسق means what? To spit. أبحث عن مفتاحي. Searching for my key. أسأل مدرس الفقه سؤالا. To ask the teacher of fiqh, the fiqh teacher, a question. ينبه المدرس الطلاب لوجوب نصب الفعل بعد لام التعليل. يعني the teacher should ينبه means what? To bring to the attention of the students the obligation, وجوب نصب الفعل. Of making the verb mansoob بعد لام التعليل. Okay, so every time when you answer one of those questions, خرجت لأذهب. لي is لام التعليل. أذهب has to be mansoob. لأشرب to drink has to be mansoob. لأغسل and so on. لأقرأ الإعلان. If I said أنا خرجت من الفصل لأقرأ. الإعلان. What does it mean? I went out to read the announcement. نعم. خرجت من الفصل لأعرف سبب الضوضاء. وعليكم السلام. I went out. لأعرف سبب الضوضاء. To know the cause of the noise, the commotion. خرجت من الفصل لأجلس في الشمس. To sit in the sun, and so on. Okay, inshallah. It's almost time, right? The class today is supposed to be until what time? 4:40, right? So we still have a few minutes. Abdul Karim is tired.
Yeah, not so much tired, just the back train a little bit now.
Oh man, shifak Allah. La bas tuhur, inshallah. I know about it. I have that problem too. Allahumma musta'an. Anyway, inshallah, it is the means of purification, right? So when we hear that, inshallah, we're good. That's our consolation, right? we got a lot of dhunub we want to get rid of, right? Okay, let's just do this last exercise number 6, tamreen as-sadis. Last exercise number 6. Iqra ma yali. Read what follows. Okay? Read it and translate it. First one, Ibrahim.
Uridu an
أريد أن أذهب إلى المستوصف. What is the المستوصف؟ ها؟ huh? Clinic. نعم. So what's the meaning of this sentence? أريد أن أذهب. I want to go to the clinic. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Number two, عبد الكريم.
أخذت أن أقول لك شيئاً.
نعم. نسيت أن أقول لك شيئاً. Meaning? نعم. نسيت أنا نسيت أن أقول لك شيئاً. نسيت. I forgot.
I forgot to say something to you.
Literally, I forgot that I will say to you something. نعم. مختار. نعم. أريد أن أحفظ القرآن الكريم. Meaning? I want to memorize the noble Quran. نعم. Number four. موسى.
نسيت
أن أكتب كتب يكتب. نسيت أن أكتب الدرس. Meaning? I forgot to write the lesson. Number
five.
أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأنها ها is referring to what? اللغة. لأنها لغة القرآن الكريم. Meaning? نعم. I want to study the Arabic language because it is the language of the noble Quran. Number six. أستاذ. نعم. نريد أن نسألك سؤالا يا أستاذ. Meaning? نريد نحن نريد we نعم نريد نحن نريد أن نسألك. We want to ask you سؤالا, a question, يا أستاذ. نعم نريد أن نسألك سؤالا يا أستاذ. يا عبد الحليم, is your family here? Oh, you want to let them know you're here? Oh. Oh, okay. Aturidu antak. Oh, I'm sorry. The next one. Who's Abu Bakr? Naam.
Aturidu antakula li
shay'an. Aturidu antakula. Antakula li shay'an. Meaning?
Do you want to say anything to me?
You can say that very politely or you can say that rudely. Be careful, huh? Aturidu antakula li shay'an. Sometimes we talk to people like that. You know, somebody looks at you very strangely and you say to them, you want to say something to me? But please say it politely, huh? We don't want to agitate people. أَتُرِيدُ أَن تَقُولَ لِي شَيْئًا? Do you want to say something to me? نعم.
When I'm doing something, when I want to do something, I always think about him. Like, you know,
was better than Kaki.
No.
So when I want to do something, I think of him.
No.
Like if you want to say something.
No, you think of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
How would he do it? No. How would he address this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we can follow this rule, we will be in good condition, inshallah. Type number 8. Now, Abdul Halim. Now, yuridu akhi. أن يدرس بالجامعة الإسلامية meaning يريد أخي من يريد أنا أريد وهو يريد هو يريد يريد أن يدرس أخي هو يريد أن يدرس نعم Now, at the Islamic University. My brother, he wants to study at the Islamic University. Number 9. Now, you should have taken that one. Now, nasitu an aktuba al-unwan... What should unwan be? Marfoon or mansoobun or majroon? Mansoob. Al-unwana. Nasitu an aktuba al-unwana ala dharfi. Meaning? On the dharf. Envelope. On the envelope. Tayyib. We're not going to finish this lesson, so we're going to stop here inshallah. And I will just remind you, please, write out the exercise that we did in class today up to exercise number 7, 1 through 6. And for homework, try to finish the rest of the exercises that remain in this lesson. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.